Tonight's Maral involves the famous episode in which Sarah abolishes Hagar and her son Yishmael from their home. The Torah describes, as we learned last night, that Sarah, of course, becomes pregnant. She has a baby. After Vayigdal Hayelada, Yitzchak grows up, Vayigamal, and he's weaned. Avram makes a mishteh gadol. He makes a big party. And then the very next pasuk is Vatera Sarah's ben Hagar Hamitzris Asher Yoldoli Avram Mitzachek. That Sarah sees this son born to Avram and Hagar, he's mitzachek. He's being, literally would translate it as being playful. Of course, it's a play in the word of Yitzchak, of which he's named. And Rashi points out, what was he doing in being mitzachek? What does that refer to? So Rashi points out three different interpretations Chazal give, which the Maral points out are not arguing on each other, they're building on each other. It's a language of Avodah Zarah, he was involved in idolatry. It's a language of Gilui Arayos, he was involved in immoral and illicit acts. And it's a language of Shvichas Damim, of murder. Those are the three things that Yishmael has engaged in, and Sarah sees it, and Sarah says, that's it, he's out. Vatomer l'Avram gareisha amo hazos. You have to send out Hagar, you have to send out this child, ki lo yirash es ben amah. He's not going to end up growing up and inheriting together with my son, with Yitzchak. And what's Avram's reaction when Sarah says, this child can't be with my Yitzchak? Vayera ha-davar ma'od b'nei Avraham. Avram is very unhappy, very displeased with the situation. Rashi says the simple meaning is that he has to kick out his son. He also was displeased to hear all these things about his son, but he was very displeased. So the Maral points out two things. First of all, these big three, Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Damim, idolatry, are all on the language of mitzachek. Mitzachek, laughter, making a mockery. It's a thing of nothingness when you laugh, but it has this great meaning when you laugh, but you're not really doing anything. And it represents the three things. It's the opposite of the three things that the world stands on. We all know the famous mission of Pirkei Avos. Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. Those are the pillars that the world stands on. You have Torah, you have Avodah. So corresponding to each one of those are these three. Corresponding to Avodah, serving Hashem, of course, is idolatry. Corresponding to Gemilas Chasadim is, of course, murder. And corresponding to Torah, which is raising above one's position in this mundane world in which we live. Torah is going to raise us up in which we live a spiritual existence, is Gilui Arayos. Illicit act is totally living based on passion, based on physical pleasure, having no concern for something greater than that. And therefore, when he's mitzachek, he's making a mockery of the world, of the whole world, taking the mitzias, the existence of the world, as if it's not there. Those are the big three things that Yishmael is doing. But the Maral asks the following question. How could Avram not be in favor of this? What do you mean that he wasn't happy with this? These are the three things that Yishmael is involved in. He's destroying the whole world. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Damim, and Vayera Davar Eich. How could it be, the Maral asks. Lama hikpida Sarah v'lo kapad Avram. Sarah was makpid on this. Sarah was like, you can't have this. And Avram said, no, we can. What's Avram's response to all of this? So the Maral says something so simple but so powerful. He says, V'yira shehaya v'vaday mocha. Without question, Avram was protesting and rebuking and not happy with what was going on. The only issue was, haya savor sheyachzor b'tshuva kasher haya mochiach hasar. Avram believed that Yishmael would listen to him. Avram believed that as he would rebuke him and he would tell him and teach him, that Yishmael would change his ways. And Sarah saw, you know, there are times in life where you're talking to a wall. There's nothing you could do. There's no more conversation. There's nothing that can happen. Sarah was aided, not just that she saw, but she had Beruach HaKodesh, the Maral says, that Yishmael was gone. It was not going to help. So she said, we can't keep him around. But Avram was ever the optimist. Said, no, he's going to change. And Hashem says to Avram, Tishma l'Sara ishtach. You have to listen to her voice. He's not going to change. And you have to get rid of him. And it's such a simple but powerful message. You know, you have to be an optimist. You have to believe. You have to think that it's going to... And sometimes you have to be a realist and say, it's not going to work. This is a bad situation. I can't make this better. I can't make this person stop doing this. I can't make this behavior change. I have to cut ties. And that was the debate between Avram and Sarah. Sarah saw this was a useless, hopeless situation. Avram thought he can change. And Hashem says to Avram, you got to listen to Sarah. You got to get him out because he won't. And that's a fascinating insight into the debate, the discussion here between Avraham and Sarah.